Good evening and welcome to the British Council. My name is John Parker and I've been asked to talk to you briefly about certain aspects of life in the UK before you actually go there. So I'm going to talk first about the best ways of making social contacts there. Now you might be wondering why it should be necessary. After all, we meet people all the time, but when you're living in a foreign country, it can be more difficult. Not just because of the language, but because customs may be different. If you're going to work in the UK, you'll probably be living in private accommodation, so it won't be quite so easy to meet people, but there are still things that you can do to help yourself. First of all, you can get involved in activities in your local community. Join a group of some kind. For example, you'll probably find that there are theatre groups who might be looking for actors, set designers and so on. Or if you play an instrument, you could join music groups in your area. Or if you like the idea of finding about local history, there'll be a group for that too. These are just examples, and the best places to get information about things like this are either the town hall or the public library. Libraries in the UK perform quite a broad range of functions nowadays. They're not just confined to lending books, although that's their main role, of course.
It's going to be different from school, isn't it?
Yeah, particularly the lectures. Have you got any special strategy for listening to lectures?
Well, I'm going to use a cassette recorder and record them all.
What? Are you allowed to?
Sure, lots of people do it nowadays. It means you can listen to the lectures all over again later and make really good notes.
I couldn't do that. I like to take notes as I'm listening. I usually find I get all the important points. Reading is different, of course. My approach is to skim the book first, to see what's important and what isn't. It saves hours of time.
But what if you miss something?
You don't mean you're going to read every word, do you?
Well, that's what I usually do.
Well, that's up to you, but I think you're crazy.
What's your first lecture on anyway?
Oh, it's a lecture on the French Revolution.
The French Revolution? How boring.
It's not boring at all. It was an amazing period of history. It changed everything in Europe. So what's your first lecture about?
It's about animal behaviour. It sounds really interesting.
Look, I'm on my way to the library. I'm going to get some of these books out and start reading for the first essay I've got to write.
And what have you got to write about?
You'll never believe it. I think our professor must have a sense of humour. He's given us the title, Why Study History.
That's a good one. When you find the answer, let me know.
I'm going to enjoy writing it. Have you been given any writing assignments yet?
Yes, I've got to write about animal language.
That sounds a challenge. I suppose you'll be off to the zoo to do field research.